The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranam gacchami. Dhammang saranam gacchami. Sanghang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranam gacchami. Tutiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami. Tutiyampi sanghang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranam gacchami. So we're settling. We're taking a minute or so and let the heart reflect on this simple teaching from the Buddha, where he said, "There is one thing, O practitioners, the not seeing of, which keeps you bound. What is this one thing that you are not seeing? Dukkha." So, in other words, the underlying cause for this chronic squeeze on the heart, tightness, burdensomeness, oppressive quality of the heart, is the not understanding this experience itself. It really brings us to the crux that we can use in our sit tonight and really forever. This paradoxical experience of opening to what's here and now, opening to the limitations and the unsatisfactoriness, the unpleasantness, and the uneasiness, and sensing how liberating it is to not for once be running away or trying to fix or in denial, hoping, fearing. And remember, we don't have to go looking poor dukkha, or the experience of unsatisfactoriness. It's really about simply and honestly receiving the experience here and now, realizing that the heart or the mind is sensitive already, and what is this mind, this heart, sensitive to? Well, it's sensitive to this cycling. In Buddhism, we call it the cycling of dependent co-arising, this conditional movement where the mind is relating in ways that plant seeds of suffering, and then the suffering that arises causes the mind to continue relating in ways that cause suffering. So as we invite ourselves to settle more, we'll begin to detect all of these big and little patterns of cycling, these circles of suffering, circles of agitation and reactivity and longing and loneliness, denial and despair, and any of the many flavors of unsatisfactoriness. And instead of constructing the sense of being oppressed or being doomed, notice that it's actually possible to be interested. And one way to shape this interest is to become particularly interested, as we did last week, in this flow, this movement of feeling tone. Just the very real, very natural movement of pleasantness and unpleasantness and neutrality. Because when unseen, the arising, the movement of feeling tone is, of course, naturally triggering all of the reactive patterns associated with whatever the particular feeling tone might be. To whatever degree it's pleasant now or unpleasant, to whatever degree it's neutral right now, just having an honest, ongoing acknowledgement. It feels like this now. The feeling tone is like this. To really see feeling tone as something that's in motion. It's not static. And this practice of being mindfully aware of feeling tone really helps us understand the general thrust of the Buddhist teachings, because it's not about a disengagement, giving up on life, for example. It's realizing that we can be right here in the middle of our lives, in the middle of feeling the feeling tone, the pleasantness and unpleasantness and neutrality of whatever's happening. Be right in the middle, doing whatever needs to be done, but not neurotically driven by the feeling tone. Really finding the power, the wisdom, to be able to feel the pleasantness and to feel the unpleasantness and to be aware, engaged with the neutrality without presuming that something has to be done just because in this moment it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Of course, there's some information in the particular feeling tones we feel. It doesn't necessarily tell us how to be skillful. Sometimes when we're feeling a lot of unpleasantness, in those moments there's really nothing to do. Or there is something to do. And the same with neutrality and with pleasantness. But we don't have to do something because it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, because we know how to be right in the middle, intimate, knowing that pleasantness has arisen, it will be here, and then it too will pass away. Same with any unpleasantness, any neutral feeling. And in this way, we're wearing out all those habits of reactivity dependent on the particular feeling tone. It's a real act of courage to be willing to feel the feeling tone, to allow it to really land moment by moment. And as we settle deeper into the sitting time, you might notice natural qualities, wholesome and pleasant qualities of calm, the body and the mind feeling settled. And likely these will be experienced as pleasant. And you'll notice the tendency to zone out, to indulge in the pleasantness of the calm, for example. But the mind can remain curious, alert, because it knows how to be with pleasantness without being pushed around by the habits associated with pleasantness. Not under the spell. And if you need to bring in a little wisdom phrase to remind yourself, it can be as simple as the feeling tone, the pleasant feeling tone, or the unpleasant feeling tone, neutral feeling tone. It arises and passes away, and is not self. It's a natural process. Feeling tone arises and passes away and is not self. And that's the simple truth that the Buddha points to. Let's continue now in silence. Practicing staying right at the level of the feeling tone. See if you can directly sense how it's in motion, flowing, changing. And be willing to be exposed or open. And of course, it really helps to be relaxed. But even in being relaxed, it doesn't mean it won't at times get very intense. But maybe that's okay, that the feeling tone at times gets really intense, strong.